We're learning the Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis in Masechtas Nida, and we're starting on top of the Amud, one line down, Ella Amar Rava. The Gemara is discussing Rav Shimon, who holds that if you have a Malei Tarvad Rekav, a spoonful of spoiled stuff from a mace, that the Halacha is Malach Moshe Rishina, it's Matame Ba'oil, and Rav Shimon said if a little bit foreign dirt fell in, it's Tahar. What's Pshat? So Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says that we know Pshat and Rav Shimon, how time with Rav Shimon, Soifai Kitchilasai. Matchilasai, the halacha is when you bury the mace, if there's foreign substances there, then the halacha machine is not applied, there's no rekev, there's no tumas rekev. Matchilasai nasilai dava achar gangiloin, just like when you bury the mace. Anything else, any foreign substance that's together with the mace, it makes it a gangiloin. Gangiloin, the word gangiloin means something that stands connected, something that stands against it, to ruin it. So just like by tchilosoi, any other foreign substance with the mace makes it gangiloin, makes it it can't become, get tumas rekev. Av soifai, also at the end, after it's ready rekev already, nas ledava acha gangiloin. A foreign substance will make gangiloin. Mahi, where do you find such an idea that you have gangiloin by the beginning? The Tanya, Ezu Meis Yeshay Rekev. What type of dead person turns into Rekev? Ezu Meis Yeshay Rekev. What type of dead person does not have Rekev? So the Brisa explains, Nikva Orum, if he's buried without any clothing, without Tachrichim, but Oroin Shel Shayish, in a Oroin that's made out of marble, or marble doesn't disintegrate, or like a Ritzvah Shalavonim, or on stone, Zeu Meis Yeshay Rekev. This time Meis can have the din of Rekev. Why? There's no foreign substance here. There's no tachrichim, and there's no dirt. Ve'ezu meis ein le'rekev, nikva be'ksusay. He got buried in his clothing of aron shel eitz, or a wood casket, and that wood dissolves, it gets a little spoiled, gets a little ruined, gets a little moldy. Or he got ritzvah shel aveinim, or on stones made out of sand, that also gets sandy. So those things, zeu meis she'ein le'rekev, that's not called rekev. Why? Because there's foreign substance together with the rekev. Lo'amru rekev, yeah, practice. Lo amru rekev el meis bavad. The only time you have rekev is only for someone who dies naturally. Lamuti harag deloy. Someone got killed. There's no din rekev there because the mace is not whole anymore. It's missing some blood, and therefore, it's only lach mashina. Rekev is only by an entire mace with no other foreign substance together with it. So I upon him. Then now we know pshat Rav Shimon. If afa falls in, it becomes gangiloin, just like by tchilasa becomes gangiloin. Zokta Gemara, weiter. So we're going to come back soon, a little bit later, into what's pshat in our Mishnah by a shilya, why the mace that's inside the shilya is not tameh. We're going to come back and explain that because there's no din gangiloin by a mace that's not spoiled. So it just became liquid. So you have to know pshat in our Mishnah. We're going to get back to that soon. The Gemara just takes a little break, a small break, to talk about the din of Rav Shimon of Malei Tarvad, Gufa. We just learned in a brisa, Malei Tarvad Rekev, you have a spoonful of spoiled mace, Shenafal Sech Afar, a little foreign Afar dirt fell in, Kolshu, Tame, still Tame. Rav Shimon Matar, Rav Shimon was Tar, we said, you know why? It's Gangilon. But there's another place where it says this, it's a Mishnah in Alois, it says like this, Malei Tarvad Rekev, Shenaz Bazar Abayis, you have a spoonful of spoiled mace that's spread out in the house, Habayis Tame, the Bayis Tame because Tame is oil. Rav Shimon Tar, Rav Shimon Tar. Sounds very similar. Here's another case where there's foreign offer here, and you have a Tanakama Rav Shimon. Why do you need two halakas, two brises, two mishnayis that are exactly the same thing? Zog Gemara v'tzricha, you need both of them. Diashmin and Kamaisa, if you only said the first one, which is all in one place, and offer fell into it, Vahikam Rabbanam Shunam Michna, because it's all in one place. That's what Rabbanon say, it's Tamei. I'm an espazer, maybe if it's spread out around a house, I'll say a different reason why it's not Tamei. Ema, moid leil Rav Shimon, the ain mal v'chayzer mal. You know why it's not Tamei? Not because of gangiloin. I'll say, you know why it's not Tamei? Because maybe oil doesn't work, that it's oil in a bunch of different places. Oil has to work on, it goes at one time on the whole Malei Tarvad Rekev. If it's all over the house, so it's mal v'chayzer mal, maybe it doesn't work. V'yashmina b'ha, points in the Mishnah Allah, it's a second case where it's spread out. Maybe Baham Rav Shimon, ain't mal v'chayzamal. Maybe the reason why it's tarred up because it's gangiloin, because ain't a chayzamal. Baham, maybe the case where it's in one place, it might blow up on him. Tricha, then we have to say both prices, which was a begal to us. Pshat and Rav Shimon is because Kangiloin, and Talekama doesn't care about Kangiloin, and he holds that it is Choyzer Omal, and therefore, even if it's spread around the house, it's still Tame. Tan Yidach, or Tanan, it's a Mishnah maybe. Molei Tarvod Va'oid Ofa Besakvaris, someone scoops up a spoonful of Rekev in a basic forest, and out came some offer with it. Tomei. Tanakama says Tomei. Rav Shimon Metar. Shimon holds just Tahar. So we know Rav Shimon holds Tahar because the offer here also. But what's Pshar and Tanakama? Maybe it's all basic forest dirt. My Tamar Dara Bonon. Bishi'i Efshel Moli Tahavad Vayiv Offa basic forest. Shemay Moli Tahavad Rekev. It's impossible if you went over to the caver and you scooped out a spoon that it shouldn't have a full Tarvet, a full spoon of Rekev.
So we said there's no
record.
There's a mix with the
gun. Very good. That's cool. So you're asking a different question. You're asking like this. That here, it was everyone agrees that Tchilas like that. We know Rav Shimon is the only one who holds Seifa Ketilasa. You're asking, it's Mashmah, everyone holds Tchilasa is like that. Right? That's what you're asking. Beautiful Kasha. Toysus asked the Kasha. Toysus asked the Maschel Mali, third Toysus on the Amud. Mamash asked the Kasha. Ainir Lashvan, the Tchila Moib, the Kuyama, Davach, and Asla Gangilon. Beautiful Kasha, Gavaldik. And the Rashbam answers that the case of this Mishnah is not like Rashi. It's talking about a case where it was like Sid that fell off the Aron into the Rekev. It wasn't a Rekev that was beginning. It wasn't off of basic Faras. It was something that came later. Something that came later, and that's Tali Mechlek Yisoyf Fekit Chilasai. That's what the Taisa says, because he argues of Rashi. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Now I'm going to go back to our Sugya. Hashav d'Amar is time in Rav Shimon from Seifik Ketchilasai. Now it's saying Pshat Rav Shimon by Rekev is because Seifik Ketchilasai. So Gavi Shilya, my time. Why by Shilya, the mace that's found inside the Shilya? Why is that not Tameh? We said because it's a bottle with a dam leda. But who cares? A mace, you have enough shear of a mace. So my answer is because we assume there is roiv dam leida and it's bottle b'roiv, and that's why it's not matama. We find Rabbi Yechanan. Taka learns that's pshat Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Lez V'Yakov, Omer Dov Echad. Rav Shimon and Rav Lez V'Yakov said the same thing. Rav Shimon had Amar. Rav Shimon is what we just said. That's bottle b'roiv. What's Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer at Tanya, Rav Lez V'Yakov, Omer. Behema Gasa. I'm talking about Behema Gasa. I want to know if the next baby will be a Bechar. What happened was that before the baby, one time, he something came out, discharged a big piece of dam, huge cookie of dam. Behema Gasa was a Shofa Herrera's dam, Harezu to cover. Well, this Yaakov says you have to bury this big cookie of dam. And now it doesn't have a Bechar anymore. The next baby will not be a Bechar. But Tanya B'chiyah Allah, B'chiyah explains on this Bechara, it says, this Charara is not Matam Hashem Nevela. Ain't Matam Leva Maga, no Thomas Maga of Nevela, Leva Masa, and no Thomas Masa of Nevela. So the Gemara asks, if it's not a Nevela, that's not Matam of Maga Masa, it's really not a Nevela, am I to cover? Why are you burying it? What's wrong? What's going to happen? So the Gemara to the farsim ashi p'tura v'chayra to the farsim that this was a vlad and the next one was part of a v'chayra. So alma vlad ma'aliyu. You say, see, it's a vlad ma'aliyu because see, it's part of a v'chayra. So the Gemara asks again the back the kasha. Amayt hara v'chia inim tahal v'agal masa. So if it's a real vlad to part of a v'char, so why taka is it not a nevela? To me, it sounds like it's a regular nevela. What's the pshat? Amram v'yechinar shem bitta v'roiv nagubai. Because there is bitul b'roiv. Because there's bitul b'roiv, so therefore there's roiv other substances here connected to nevela, so that's mevatel it. So you see, both Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and Rav Shimon ben Mishnah work with bitul b'roiv. Taisus brings down the Gemara as a kasha that why the masa is an atame, I even for bitul b'roiv, I have in it enough mace. And Taisus says a tarot. Taisus says fiza ar Gemara shver. Look at Taisus mishum. You could go through that. So the Gemara Vayta. Our Mishnah said that Rav Shimon holds an Isha who gives birth to the Shilya and the Shilya is in a house. What's the halacha? The house is not Tomei. Why? Because you say Nima Kavlad, right? So what do you think, Moshe? Is the Isha Tomei Leida? Is it a Vlad? It was a Vlad that's born, but it's not a Vlad because it's not a Tami in the oil. So what's the halacha? Rav Shimon is moida that it's called, maybe it's not a Vlad anymore because it got melted, but it's called a Leida. What's Pshat? I'll explain Pshat Rav Yechanan that's saying Pshat Rav Shimon. The Omar Kura Pasuk says, Ishuk, he says, Ria of Yaldo Zachar. That Ishuk, he says, Ria of Yaldo Zachar. And says you can have Tumas Leida. And we dash like this. Afilo Yaldo, like Ainsha Ezria. Even if it gives birth, it looks like Ezria, still Tumea Leida. She's Tame Leida. So that teaches us that Rav Shimon, even though it's not Tama Meis, it still has Tumas Leida. Not the Moravai. The Moravai say another reason that Rav Shimon. So far, we have one Pshat Rav Shimon. Why is the Vlad inside this Shilya not Matama Tumah Meis? So he said Pshat is because it got melted and it got bottle beroiv of the Dam Leida. Shlokish is a new Pshat. Shlokish Omar, or some guys, Omar Shlokish, Shafir Shatarfua Bimeimav Nasa Kemeis Shinabal Spavala Tsurasa. Shlokish says that I hold that a Meis, a dead person that got completely mixed up or burnt, and it's no tzura anymore, the loch is, it's not matama tumas meis. So the same thing over here. Since if I take a shvir and I beat it with water until it becomes like one big mush, it's not matama tumas meis. That's what shlokesh said. Olav yechana shlokesh. Meis shenisbavol atzuras menolan. How do you know that a meis that got mixed up, his whole tzura, how do you know it's tahar? Do you know from this following brisa? Memra? Ilem maha adam rab shabsoi yam yitzchak magdaloi. Vamila rab yitzchak magdaloi yam rab shabsoi. What was the memra they said? Meis shenisraf, a dead person that got burnt up. V'shildai kayemes, but his whole form is kayem. We'll see in the Gemara later on how it's possible to be someone who got burnt up and still its form is kayem. But that's what he said. You have a meis shenisraf v'shildai kayemes. So he says tame. Says his tummy. Maisa hoyo, betimloy psachim gedolim, betilloy psachim ktan. What does that mean? The halach is, if a mace is in an open house, a house with doors open, and the roof extends outside the door, anyone standing outside the door becomes tummy, because the tummy goes through the door, into the other part of the aisle. But what happens if the doors are closed? So then anyone standing outside should be tar. The halach is, something called soifei tomilatzes. The door you are going to use is tamei, even if it's closed. So if you have four equal closed doors, all four doors outside it is tamei. That's the halacha. But if you have only some big doors, some small doors, and the mace only fits out of the big door, the small doors will be tar, and the big doors will be tamei.
All four doors should be tamei. The one that's
safe. Rab, you don't know which one it is, so it's suffix. If the Gemara Beya talks about it, you can do my freya maybe. Right, tomorrow, babe. We're not handling that now here. So, ma'isa ha'yah v'timolay p'sachim gedolim v'timolay p'sachim tanim. So, since the mace was here, and it's a big mace, so they said the p'sachim gedolim, even though they're closed, they're tame. The p'sachim tanim are tar. So, maybe you have a diyek. The kadaikis v'nei, he tells Rosh Lakish, maybe you have a diyek. Time of the shilda kiyemis. Why is it tame, this mace? Because its whole form was kayim. Halav hachi, if it was burnt up and the form wasn't kayim, it would be tar. That's your diyek. So that's your makar from here. Dr. Rabbi Yechanan, it's not a makar. Why? I'll tell you the opposite. Adaraba. Doikri lahai gise. You make a diyek the opposite. Shoulder kayemes, hu de tar le psachim tanim. If it's still in its full form, then the small doors are tar. Why? Because it doesn't fit out of the small doors. Halav hachi, wouldn't be shoulder kayemes, it would still be tamim. But then psachim ketanim nami tmeim. Even the small doors will be tamim. Why? To chad v'chad chazav fukei chad ever. Each of those small doors can fit out other doors. It's small ever. So don't make a diik that it's not tamim if it's not shulik yamis. If I care, if it's not shulik yamis, it's more tamim. So this, what we said, this is not yimakar. Only if you know Rashi, there is makar, and Rav Yechanan needs a pshat. Rav Yechanan da oma kaman krav liyaza the tnan efer srufim leza oimer shir bereva. Rav Lezer Taka says that an efer that's burnt up, a mace that's burnt up, the tumah is bereva. Mashmadir, Tanakama holds that the tumah is a burnt up is not is tahar, and that's Taka Pshat and Shlokish. And it's a little shver the way the Gemara sets it up. If you look at Taisus on Chavzayin Beis Dibur Masal Meis, he talks about this. But Al-Kaponim, the bottom line is, Rosh Lakish has a makar that a burnt up mace is not. Tameh is tar, like the Chachamim of this Mishnah, and he holds that a shilya also inside it is like that matzah, and therefore it is tar.